it's infectious. Mm. As in, if you start smelling bad around me, do you know, like fruits?
And I walk with you.
Yeah, I'll start smelling bad.
Those girls are smelling.
Exactly.
It won't be pointed out.
It won't be pointed out.
They won't say that smell is coming from Victoria.
Those girls are smelling.
Those girls are smelling.
Hey. And it's
don't say it. It's like Victoria is smelling bad. It's like,
they'll say, those girls.
This Friday, we continue with a conversation on the waiting season with Victoria and Katha.
I want you to really help us to know, like, or just take us through some of these things that we'll be able, like, what can we be doing? Or what are these things that will really help us to be patient, mm-hmm. that will really help us to keep working on ourselves? Mm-hmm. What are these things? Do we join certain groups? Mm-hmm. What do we do? What do we do so that we can keep at it? Mm-hmm. And especially if there's someone who's thinking, okay, I've waited for too long. Mm. How would you encourage them?
What is too long?
I don't know. When you think like, okay, God, I'd given you 1 week.
But you see, that is also the thing. God does not work in our timing. There's some situations where I'm telling you, if you exercise crazy faith, then it works. But what have you done in preparation for that? Number one, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Five P's of life. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Now, one thing is that if there's anything I've learned is there are certain values that you need to prepare so that you don't end up jumping the gun. Number one, being content. Mm. In every situation you find yourself in, it is better to say thank you than to live in a lifestyle of lack. An ungrateful heart will continuously be an ungrateful heart.
Just allow me to clap. An attitude of gratitude.
It is the most important thing. You can give me 100 million right now and I could still be ungrateful.
And I could still feel like it's not enough.
Exactly. Una uliza mtu, what am I supposed to do with this 100 million? CG, my bills are here. CG, now I can't even buy a land. I wanted 1 billion.
Wow.
I mean, but a grateful heart, let me tell you, I give 1,000 bob to a grateful heart right now. They will find solutions. They will start thinking, you know what? This is 1,000 bob. I can
go do this
and
much.
It can do this much and it can help me this much. You know what? I'm grateful. Then that also provokes God. You know, there's some things that do not need you to go down on your knees for. There are things
Laws.
Where you just thank God. Have you ever praised and worshiped God that you see that, where? He has blessed me. And I didn't even pray.
Exactly.
There are people who have learned the behavior and mannerisms in which they can provoke God's blessings. And you see, those are the things I love. Those are the things. Contentment. Being content in whatever situation. You know what? Things are going bad. Imagine that's life. Life is full of ups and downs.
And it's a season.
Exactly. God never said that you won't go through the valley of the shadow of death.
Or you
he
will.
Said, I will be with you. Mm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, guess what? I will be there.
Your rod
and your staff
will be there too.
Exactly.
Comfort
now,
you.
People don't want to go through the valley of the shadow of death. God never said that no weapons will be formed against you.
But he said,
God said,
they will
no weapon
prosper.
Fashioned against you shall prosper. Mm. So you're there thinking that life should be lived here. And then when you go here, you start complaining, you start cursing. We go back to Job. Job had everything taken away from him.
Everything.
When I tell you your family, life, you're a very rich human being. And then life just...
You're with nothing. Your health.
Exactly.
You don't have
everything.
It.
Now let me tell you, what if Job cursed God? What if he was ungrateful? But this man praised God. He praised God. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire, they still praised God. Paul and Silas, in their situation, they were in prison. But what were they doing? They were praising. They didn't pray.
Because it's not about... He's bigger. Like if you focus...
Exactly.
It's what you focus on, actually.
Exactly.
If you focus on the problem, mm-hmm. it's going to be magnified.
Exactly. And when Paul and Silas were praising, they were singing. And we even know the song, Paulo na Sila waliomba milango ya gereza, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes. We know how they were praising and they kept on waiting. Mm-hmm. What happened? A miracle happened. Mm-hmm. And the gates were shattered. And this is the thing, when you learn how to be content and grateful in whatever situation that you're in, waiting seasons are not all bad seasons. Some situations, some waiting seasons are very horrible. They are very horrible, but not all of them are horrible.
Yeah.
Some of them are there. Actually, most of them are there to teach you so that you can be able to get to the next level. And when you understand that every season has its own lesson, you now learn how to take every level at its level. Number two, being a person who is not what's the word? My head just switched to Danish. Okay, my head just switched.
Does it have a very word?
Okay, it just switched to a very foreign language. Well, this is the thing. When you also are a person of virtue,
okay,
that's also very important. In your waiting season, the things that you can do, again, we said contentment, being content and being grateful,
mm-hmm.
being virtuous. You know, there are people who are in their waiting seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting for a job.
Mm-hmm.
But every little money that you get, or every weekend, Kwanzaa from Wednesday to Sunday, CG, you're perambulating where?
You can't account for your time.
Exactly. You. When somebody asks you, where were you Wednesday to? By the way, I can't even remember. CG, I went for road trips. I love enjoying life.
Mm.
But there's a time and season for everything.
Oh, true.
When you're in your waiting season, you have to be the most disciplined human being.
That is very true.
I kid you not.
I mean, it's like literally you're in a class.
Exactly. Well, your waiting season requires discipline. You're waiting for a job, but you're perambulating. As in, until you are sent an email on Thursday, you see it Monday morning or Tuesday.
Interview already happened.
Exactly. They were asking you for an interview on Friday. They don't know where you are.
Oh my God.
You went. You were perambulating.
Oh, wow.
It's not about living a boring life, but it's about having strict ground ground rules on where am I at?
Mm.
What exactly do I need at the moment?
Mm.
Do I need to be perambulating or do I need to be in my
focus
mode? I need to be studying. If it's data science, go to the computer science classes. Go to program management or project management or whatever. Those days that you've been spending to go on perambulation mode, that's probably a whole course that you could have done several hours and gotten ahead of time.
All right. Yeah.
Exactly. Gotten ahead of your skills.
Mm.
What is it that you need? You're waiting for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of us are waiting for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the twerking we are doing. You're busy twerking.
Your house does not know there's a deadline to the weekend.
You're twerking on every boree in the club. Come! But you want somebody to say, hey, this is the wife. You are waiting on somebody, but your house knows every Deborah, Sarah, Chico, Carol that comes into the house.
Wow.
As in...
It doesn't make sense because what you're waiting for requires you to be a certain kind of a way. Yeah.
Exactly. It requires you realize that you've gotten to that level where you want. And I'm not talking to anybody who enjoys that lifestyle. You may know. You enjoy that lifestyle. Imagine that's you.
So, this is for people who actually want to know.
In your waiting season.
Yeah.
You're in your waiting season, but you're not disciplined.
Wow.
You're trying to build a business.
Mm.
Your money. It says this account to get this account. Your money enters like this, it goes out like that. You don't know how to save.
Wow.
You have no idea how savings, investments, nothing.
How they work.
But you want a business. You're in your way. You're telling God, I want to start a billion-dollar business. I want to start
multinational,
an international. But your money is here. It gets out here. Or you get money.
You've not even registered it.
Leave alone not registering it, darling. There are these people who get money. You get funds. And then the next thing is, you see this person going to the showroom. Mendia posh kayen.
Priority, man.
Azin.
What's your priority?
You see this person? I said, venture capital money has, you know.
Landed.
We're going private jets.
Mutanijua. All of y'all.
And your bling.
My money will talk for me.
Ah, they must know.
Oh, wow.
The witches in my village.
Yeah.
Kwanza unachukua cayenne unaenda na ushago. Hey.
You'll announce your arrival.
Let me tell you. God works with discipline. And you right. wonder why certain things do not work out. Wow. You're not disciplined. You're not doing any. As in, these are the things we talked about in the other side on earlier on.
Mm.
We talked about things that you're supposed to do and how you. Now we're breaking it down. Mm. As in, we started with you have to be grateful. You have to be content. Then mm-hmm. we talked about.
Virtuous.
Thank you. No, we talked about something else before that. Talked about this. No.
No, it's virtuous and then
virtuous
now it's disciplined.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. I'm a good, I'm a good student.
Wow.
I mean, I'm taking my notes real good.
Talked yeah. about virtue. Now we talked about discipline.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And the other thing is that your mindset.
Can you just close the season, the episode now? Because wow.
I finish. This is a fun. I will shut up, I promise.
No, like I'm just like, this is it. This cream de la cream.
Your mindset. And I think that carries and summarizes everything
else. It does, really.
You know, there are people who wallow in their own sorrows constantly. When you sit down and you're, oh, I don't have a victim mentality. There
victim
we go.
Victimhood, oh my goodness, yeah.
You're living in a victim mentality. It is always somebody else's fault. I don't have a job because the government, or kwanza yo yenye mnapenda kutumia the government. It is the government.
It's everybody
Everything
who owes
is the
you
government.
Something.
Exactly, except
it's my parents.
You. It is my parents. I was not born into a rich family. Mm. You know, everyone else was making it. Mm. People are born into this family.
It's this
People
neighborhood.
Are, yes, it
it's
is.
Always
it is,
everything.
It is someone else or something else
it's
except
never you.
You. And you see, that's a fixed mindset.
Do you know, if, it reminds me something,
mm-hmm.
what you usually say mm-hmm. about responding to, oh, by the way, you didn't even tell people what you do with responding to life.
Responding to life. See, there's a whole show on responding to life. We did a whole thing on responding to life. Responding to life, handling situations based on logic and what's it called?
Rationality. Yes.
Okay, my head just switched. It keeps switching
to
languages.
Danish.
So, reacting to life,
yeah.
attacking situations based on emotions.
Mm.
Lack of logic, lack of reason. The first one was logic and reason.
Mm.
So when you have a mindset of victimhood, you realize that you become the handbrake that we were talking about before.
Wow.
You become your own handbrake.
Okay.
And sometimes when blessings are given, we also limit our own blessings.
Yeah.
We end up not becoming,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, God cannot bless you when you're in class one and your blessing needs to get you at class five. When you're in class five, the blessing that you want is probably for class eight. But you're stuck in class five.
Yeah.
You don't want to grow.
You have mind for class one.
Because you failed the exam because the teacher didn't like you. You failed the exam because,
somebody stole your pencil.
You failed the exam and that's the thing. But your lack of growth is on you. And those are the things that influence a lot how you also handle your waiting season.
Mm.
For you to move from that waiting season to the blessing that God has for you, your mindset plays a big role. If I'm constantly gonna wallow in my sorrows, I sit at home in a dira, no offense for diras, I love diras, and my shower cup.
Mm-hmm.
I sit at home crying about what I don't like. Oh, I
What's
don't have a husband.
Out?
Let me cry because I'm ugly. Oh. You will be ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
When you're crying that you don't have a wife because you don't have money.
Oh, my God.
You will not have money.
Yeah, you'll remain without the money.
When you cry about not having a job because you're not smart enough, guess what? People will see you as an idiot. Some of us are idiots. But
People
the
think
way
that's
we
humility.
Project, it's not humility.
People think that's humility.
It's not humility.
Me, I don't usually have money. I'm not that smart. You think you're being humble. You're creating your world.
Your tongue has power. You're creating. Everything that you're doing, you're manifesting everything around you.
Mm.
Me, even when I didn't know anything, I was like, by the way, me, I am intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very beautiful.
I have the mind of Christ.
Exactly. I have abundance living in me. And if everything, God does not say that some things are possible. He does not say he will give you some things. He does not say that abide in me and some things will be added unto you. He does not say that seek ye first the kingdom and some things will be added unto you. He does not say that you have been given dominion over some things. Mm-hmm. God said it is everything. Therefore, if I don't have a job, guess what? What are the actions that I need to make to get a better job? Mm-hmm. If it's even hiring Joanne, the career coach, shout out to Joanne, the career coach.
Yeah.
To check through my CV, mm-hmm. guess what? I have to do that. If it's applying for jobs everywhere, there are times where I used to wake up, I would go on LinkedIn, Indeed, Jobs, CG, whatever. Mm. I would walk. Mimi, Karen, I sit here. Mm. I've done, what's this, jobs? I was making somebody laugh and I told them I was doing Django jobs. Mm-hmm. I have done jobs, mm-hmm. like, in that, because I'm not, there's no way, number one, I'm going to sit and just wait for myself
and
to
do nothing.
And yeah. also, there's no way I'm also going to sit and wait for something to happen.
Right.
Neither am I ever going to lay my body for anybody to get money.
Very
Those
important.
Those are the things that I told myself. And I told myself, listen, yeah. I'll have to do something
no
about it.
No matter how bad it gets,
in my
it
waiting
can't get to
season,
that point.
God says that he will bless the work of my hands. Guess what? I will work. When Esther was working, she was blessed. When Esther was found by Boaz, she was working. Mm. And when God said, I will bless the work of your hands, guess what? You have to be working for God to bless you. You have to be doing something for God to bless you. You have
he
to be.
Moses, what
exactly
do you have in your hands?
In your hands. Had Moses not had anything, then guess what?
He had nothing
would
to work
the Israelites
with.
Be free? No. The Israelites would not have been free today. We'll probably not have been enjoying what we have right now. But God will ask you, what do you have? You have your project management certificate. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Add that onto your degree. And guess what? God will add on to that. He will bless that. You have your skill sets. You have... Well, we're going to deal on a shower cup. As in...
Wear your best outfit.
We're
going
to deal on a shower cup. As in...
Look in the mirror.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah. Tell God, by the way, I'm in heels today. I am looking like... We're going. What do you have? You have 1,000 bob to go to eat CG where in where.
Take yourself.
You don't even know. Yeah. I met somebody somewhere. And they were like, hey, mm-hmm. I've seen you before. And I was like, oh, you have your phone and your camera. Do something. You see what she's doing. You have a phone and camera. I mean, it started my YouTube with like a phone. You should go and see the old videos.
Yeah.
They had horrible sound.
But fantastic content. But fantastic content.
When you come up on a sound, proper sound. If you listen to my sound. The time when the sound was sounding.
Yeah. It was making a joyful noise.
Where? It was echo everywhere. Mm. But we did our work.
You start, yeah.
What do you have? I told God I have my camera. I had my phone and my computer. Mm. What do you do? I was editing with iMovie at that time. Mm. Where? I had iMovie. Mm-hmm. Guys, I had iMovie.
You know?
But again, it's about your mindset. Had I started thinking, at ECG, I don't have Adobe. I don't have Premiere Pro.
You will never do anything.
I don't have a camera. You will not start from any. You will not do anything. Ati, I don't have makeup. Did you like this? Like Kimbo
wow,
is there.
Yeah.
Kimbo bado inakwanga.
Kimbo is for cooking.
No? Oh gosh, sorry. Scratch that. So
yeah.
This lotion, Vaseline,
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
There's the powders. You don't have to have foundation, mascara, you apply your moisturizer and then you do the powder on top.
Right.
You look amazing.
Right.
You look amazing. Lipstick, tutaongea baadaye. Mm. That's not the point. The point is, whatever you have, having a victim mindset, I don't have nails like Sijihu. I don't have...
You will never have.
Wengine wanangoja kukuwa na three-piece suit so that they can take people on dates. Ala, you're waiting for a three-piece suit to come.
First of all, do you even take yourself on a date?
You're waiting for a three-piece suit. Take yourself out. Go meet people. Nobody... Victim mentality. Don't have a victim mentality. An overcomer always looks at solutions rather than problems.
Right.
And I think that's a final part.
Right.
When you're in your waiting season, what do you have? Because that is what God is going to work on.
True.
And that is what's going to create and
get you
produce.
Out of now too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is also what's gonna build you. Remember, we said nyunyuzi amaji. Mm. That phone might end up turning into a camera. That camera might end up turning into a studio.
Studio.
That studio might end up turning into a channel. That channel might end up turning into a media house.
Wow.
That's how people start.
True.
That small lipstick of yours can grow into full foundation, can grow into CG opportunities, can grow into nice dress. Mm. As in, it's all about the small things. As in, you never even realize. You have your small money, 100,000. Buy this first bale. Mm. The first bale will turn into 200. 200 will turn into 500. 500 will turn into 1,000,000. And so on and so forth. As in, everything that you have, whatever that it is you have, start from there. Have a growth mindset. A seed, we go back to the example. Mm. A seed never germinates without putting in. Mm. There's nothing. There's even a chicken. You did not get an egg, a chick from a hen, as in the way
you know.
Let me explain this. Mm. A hen did not become a hen like that. A baby, I was not born the way I am like right now.
The baby.
I had to be born from
You're
a baby.
A seed.
I was a baby. I wasn't
You're
even a
seed.
Baby. I was those things that I cannot mention
here. The seed. There is a seed. You are the seed.
Yes.
And then the seed found a germ.
Exactly.
It was
found. Yes. And then it was stuck. And then biology 101, you know. And then it became 9 months. It came out. I came out a human being. I grew class 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm. Went to, as in this. After every level, there's a different devil. Class 1 is not the same as class 5. Mm-mm. Class 5 is not the same as the struggles that I'm going through right now. Hey!
True.
When I went to uni, hi, I wish I could go back to uni right now.
You're like, okay, I think
school.
That one was better.
That one was better. Because every level requires a different you.
Okay.
So in your waiting season, when I was waiting to grow, it required a transformation of my mindset. Like I said, the person that you're seeing now is very different from when we met in 2020.
As it should.
And if you're not growing, in your waiting season, guess what? Nothing's going to happen.
You're actually not making the most out of that season.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I'm reminded of the story of Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the when Joshua... Mm-hmm. They were told to go and spy the land.
Mm-hmm.
And people came with different reports. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at all these pointers you've been giving us,
mm-hmm.
you know, the mindset, how do you view yourself? Mm-hmm. What do you think you have? And there were two, like, they were, you know, divided on what they saw themselves
exactly.
as.
Exactly, perspective.
People came and say, us, we were grasshoppers in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the other people will see
exactly.
you the same. The other
exactly.
guy, the Akina Caleb, came and said, no, actually, we think
we
it's something.
Conquer.
We can go. We can go there.
Exactly.
And you know what's funny? There are people who didn't actually, God was so upset because most of these people kept complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get us out of Egypt? Mm-hmm. And they kept complaining and kept complaining. And God was like, y'all are not going to go to Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the, I think it's only, was it just?
Even Moses didn't make it to Canaan.
Even Moses didn't go to Canaan.
The Israelites, let me tell you, the Israelites were not meant to be in the wilderness
for 40
years.
It was never
it
meant to happen.
It was probably 40 days. As in, that was like a journey of by, as
yeah,
in Tisham and but because of their ungratefulness, their lack of, you know, you
gratitude.
See, exactly. Umetoka kwa the Egyptians, they have been messing you up. You remember we talked about in the earlier on, we
yeah.
talked about how
Impact
people
one.
Stay in relationships
mm.
and you hold on to that.
You don't
want to
let go.
You don't want to let go. You don't want to let go of the Egyptians, as in, you have to go back to
Pharaoh.
The Egyptians. Remember, exactly, you don't want to let go of Pharaoh. We talked about comfort zone. You want to go back to Pharaoh, but God has Canaan waiting for you. But because you're not seeing milk and honey, you're in the desert. Waiting season.
Waiting
you
season.
You feel as if the desert now has become unbearable. You don't want to wait. You want to. You start telling God, by the way, let us go back.
Even my ex was not
meat.
That bad.
Even my ex was not that bad. Even my former job was not
yeah,
that bad.
Yeah.
As in,
I mean,
exactly. As in, imagine.
Oh my
that's
God.
What you start telling God. Size all your because now in your waiting season you're seeing nothing.
God is so patient.
Hey, where?
Too bad that job
was
not that
good.
Bad. Too bad my ex was not that bad. It used to beat you.
Let me
black
tell you,
and
God,
blue.
God is merciful and gracious. Maybe if I was good, I'd
be like, that's what you want.
Oh, go back.
Shika, go back.
Exactly.
Is the ex you want? But yeah, have you?
Even the Egyptians. When they were going, they were saying, we even used to eat meat in Egypt.
Imagine.
At every time, bread. We're not even getting meat. That's what they told God. Ati sasa, what are we doing? Ati
siti. In ati stage, you're just complaining and complaining.
Attitude of gratitude. We go back to the attitude of gratitude. Mm. Let me tell you, when God wants to take you somewhere else, he's not going to take an unprepared human being. The waiting season is
to prepare you.
Preparation. Otherwise, you get to Canaan, the land of milk and honey. Utakuwa unatafuta poshka yani ya kwenda ushago.
Yeah, and that thing is exciting you. Like, it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be like a means to do something. It's a means to take you from one point to the other. But for you, it's a point of showing people, those people, everyone who showed me shege.
Do you know these people who want to succeed? And we talked about mindset as well. If your point of getting a job is to shatter the haters, your point of getting a husband or a wife is to make people feel in if your point of getting good things in your life is to is to make other people feel like it, then are you really living out what you're meant to live? As in, what is your purpose in life? If every good thing in my life is to make other people feel the way they should feel, or make them feel horrible, or make them feel like...
They're actually asking too. For the wrong reason.
Exactly. And God will not give you your heart. When we talk about preparation of the heart, we're talking about and preparation of your mindset. We're also talking about what are your intentions. If your intentions to get married is to prove to Karen that you are getting married first, guess what? It's not going to happen. And it might happen. You're not going to be with Karen in that marriage. When things happen over there, Karen is not going to be there. Karen will be living her single life, very happy.
Or thriving.
And you're there thinking about how you got married to shut Karen up, and you're the one who's suffering.
Wow.
If your problem was to shut David up because you wanted to get that trophy wife...
Yeah, she will show you.
David will not be with you in that marriage when you're sleeping hungry because nobody can cook for you. So...
Or you don't even have peace.
Exactly. Somebody wants... moving forward.
But yeah, I do agree with that. The intention also of what it is you're waiting for.
It's preparing your heart, preparing your mind.
It also tells if God is going to give it to you or not. Because he wants... And like we started in part one... All these things are made available to us. They were made available way before eternity. You have them. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you needed for life was already given to you. Mm-hmm. But now it's also the hard posture. It's, okay, are you even ready for it? Because, even I wouldn't want to give, like we go by that example of giving your young baby a car just because you love them so much. Mm-hmm. It will kill them and that won't make you happy. Mm-hmm. My goodness. I don't know how to end this episode. It just keeps getting better and better and better. And also, I would also want to say, for me, because I also know right now I'm in my waiting season for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those things you've been talking to us about are things that also, not just encouraging, but also telling me, okay, you're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're going to do it. And like we were just talking before we did the whole setup and we were discussing about some things we are involved in.
Yeah.
For me, I don't have to wait until you're told, here's the platform. Mm-mm. What can you say?
Create your own platform.
Begin to have knowledge on issues. Mm-hmm. Read books. Begin to have knowledge on issues. So when one day you'll be told, okay, we would want you to come and you see that's what God does. He creates opportunities. He uses people. He'll never calm himself down.
Exactly.
And say, I've brought the opportunity to you, or I've brought thy husband or thy wife or thy company or whatever. Mm-hmm. He will use people. Mm-hmm. He will use things that are already there, what you already have. Mm-hmm. Even when Jesus used to perform miracles, he used to start with what's there before he multiplies it.
Water into wine. Two loaves of
things
bread.
Things that are there.
Wait, ngoja ziliko angapi?
Two loaves and of bread and five fish.
Yes.
Yeah? Like, he uses what's already there. So you could be caught up in the idol talk.
Exactly.
In the self-hate, self-sabotaging situations. And I think I'll want to add one more thing. Mm-hmm. Really mind the company that you keep on your waiting.
Oh, how did I forget? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How did I forget that one?
You can continue. Continue from there.
Minute.
Mind the company you keep while you're waiting.
Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
The people that... Kai! Wait!
It's still simmering. That is very, very important.
The people that you keep around you. The people that you keep around you.
Mm.
Let me tell you, there are people who will drag you down. And there's this one thing I usually say, and people take it as a joke.
Mm. just say.
Keep five people, nonsense people around you. You'll be the sixth. Keep five progressive people around you, you'll be the sixth. Choose your battle.
You smell like the company you keep. You do.
Let me tell you, mindset is very infectious. There's no way I'm going to sit around Karen, Ndongo, this one. They all are about waking up at 12 p.m.
and thinking about the next drink.
Exactly. Thinking about the next drink and sleeping at 4 p.m. because we have to wake up at 11 and go out and have that not be infectious to me. Maybe one day I'll say, no, I have to go back home. CG, first day I'll say that. Second day I'll say that. Third day, Ntasema, let me go. It's not bad. Fourth day, and then kidogo it becomes a habit.
Mm.
And a habit becomes what? A disease.
Mm.
There is no way I will stay around Karen, Shiro,
mm-hmm.
David, Patrick, who wake up at 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
go to the gym. Can't say even me, I'll feel embarrassed.
Yeah, you'll just be feeling out of place.
We're walking and I'm the one who's...
Yeah, you're just feeling odd one out.
Exactly. Or I hear them saying, I just started this business. I just did this. I just did that.
I got a call from
CG, the minister of CG, what. And I feel like... Me, I am somewhere in Gombaro, chilling. No, it will be infectious. I'll also start networking. I'll also start doing the things. And let me tell you, the people that are around you can either bring you to more opportunities or remove you from opportunities. You might be somebody who's very highly successful. Have you ever had those friends that you can't take anywhere? May I have had friends I cannot take anywhere?
Yeah.
I kid you not. You're looking at your friends and you're like, Let me just go alone.
It will look funny on
you. Imagine, Paka, you start questioning yourself. Why are we friends? You're getting invited to great opportunities. And the Bible was not lying when it said bad company spoils good character.
It was the truth.
There's like a verse, people. There are verses that people
avoid.
Like,
it was that just.
They
like
avoid.
Two jaza words in the Bible.
Some people are like, no. You know, I have discipline. We are.
No, it doesn't work like that.
But it's infectious.
Mm.
As in, if you start smelling bad around me, do you know, like fruits.
And I walk with you.
I'll start smelling bad.
Those girls are smelling.
Exactly.
It won't be pointed out.
It won't be pointed out.
They won't say that smell is coming from Victoria.
Those girls are smelling.
Those girls are smelling.
And it's
Don't say it. It's like Victoria is smelling bad.
They'll say, those girls.
That group over there.
Smelling.
Yeah, it'll be.
You should not go to them. They're smelling. What business do I have walking? Okay, sorry. Mm. What business do I have walking around with somebody who's smelling? If I am about my body hygiene, imagine if I find, I always say this, if you find that you're the best in a certain group of people, and I'm
get
not
out.
Telling you.
No, get out. Me, I'm telling
wait,
you.
Wait, Goda. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. Just relax.
Okay. I thought you were saying, I'm not telling you to get out.
No. Me, I'm telling you to get out as well. However, I'm not telling you to look down on people.
All right.
What I'm saying is, if you find that you're the best in a group of people, imagine walk. Iron sharpens iron.
True.
You're supposed to be in a group where Karen sees me slacking. Hey, wait.
Yeah.
Amka.
Yeah.
You have to do. And the best in the sense that there's no progress.
Mm.
In the sense that if Karen has her own thing going on, she has her own thing going on, she has her own niche, she's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing great. Somebody else is doing great. But you find that you're the best person. You're the only one who has something going on for yourself. You're the only one who's doing something. You're the only one.
You'll be a village champion.
Ha! is how they say huyu ndiye anatusaidia huyu.
Yeah, you'll be and a village champion and you'll think you've umefika.
Exactly.
That's what it does to you. Exactly. You'll think, by the way, you know, out of my friends, I'm the one who earns the most.
No, you're the idiot. So.
You'll feel embarrassed. You'll feel like you've arrived, by exactly. the way.
But that is how some of us want to be. We want to be the ones over there. But let me tell you, 1,000, nisaidia 1,000, nisaidia 10,000. Ah, si unipeleke, si unionyeshe kwa watu wako. You give somebody a job somewhere, they go mess it up because their mindsets. Imagine I have friends around me who don't have the growth mindset, but I want to help them. Ati ho, oh yeah, Mrs. Savior, Mrs. Jesus. You want to save people.
Deputy
you
are Holy deputy, Spirit.
Exactly. Ha! Ati, I want to go save somebody, I go take them for a job. From a connection that I know, they go mess it up. Who is messed up?
You look bad.
I destroy my relationships with people because they're not, because somebody trusts in my integrity, trusts in my beliefs and how I present myself. Therefore, if I bring somebody to them, they know that, hey, Bana, Victoria has brought somebody. Wow. Mm-hmm. They go mess it up because they're not we.
You're not the same wavelength. Mm-mm.
Who destroys it? Is me. I'm the one who now has to suffer for your sins. Be careful. People, the same way we said in part one that the partner that you keep around you can either break you or make you. The same with friends. There are friends who can even... best friends. Your friends, because of the fact that they are not growth-oriented. And in them... Some of them, when they see you, and this is where all these negative feelings start coming out. Jealousy, hatred, envy. Right. People become so green that they start nyemeleing your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife. Start talking to you negatively about you at your workplace. Or, as in, things just start happening.
Or even, you see, like, let's say, well, you saw Victoria was invited in this certain meeting, and since she left that meeting, she's been talking to us funny. You know, your confidence begins to to make them feel bad, and you're not doing anything different. You're just being what you are. And you know what will happen? Because you don't want to make your friends feel bad, you'll start reducing yourself. You start minimizing yourself. You don't want to talk about things to do with growth. You don't want to talk about, you know, how to prepare yourself. I don't know virtues. You know, you still want to talk about the same things.
The friends I reduce myself.
Yeah.
For you.
The people who want to do that. Mbaki to the same. Because why are you doing all that? Like, how dare you, Victoria? Are you trying to say you're better than us?
Have you met me?
We move.
We move.
Yeah.
There are 7-8 billion. No, I'm not saying people are easily replaceable. What I'm saying is that I have not come this far to come this far. And nobody should deter me, and I stated this also in part one, nobody should deter me from where God wants me to go.
Nothing.
If my star is bright, it's either you conform to the star or you leave.
Yeah.
Because the star is going to shine no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think it's not from, again, I repeat, this is not from a point of pride. It's from a point of knowing your worth. And know the value of the people that are bringing, that are coming to you. If my friends are not helping me financially or career-wise, spiritually or emotionally, mindsets, you're not doing anything in my life. I'm just telling you.
Y'all don't have any business being
together. We don't have business. If you're not contributing to one of those, and I'm not saying that friendships are just for taking, but the thing is that if
you're in a situation,
exactly, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
If I'm not bringing value into your life, please,
by all means, walk away.
Yeah. Walk away. Friendships, everything in life, people around you are supposed to make you grow. Even the Holy Spirit does not come to just sit in you. The Holy Spirit comes to chasten your spirit, to help you grow, to help you become more righteous. If you're in my life and you are not adding value to me, or I am not doing the same, imagine, I respect friends who tell me, by the way, Victoria, I don't think you and I can work together. Why? Because we're on two different paths. There's no love lost, but it's just a point of where I'm at in my life. I just think we need to take some space.
Yeah.
And then eventually, if in the future, our paths cross again,
come back, yeah.
we can figure it out.
Yeah.
But as of now, I'm not in that space where I can accommodate you in my life. Imagine, I respect that.
I do too. I do.
I
as
really
well.
Respect that. It's not from a point of, Ati, I hate you, I'm jealous about you, but you've elevated to a certain level that you feel that I will be a barrier to further growth. Imagine, it's not about, that's what life, the only thing that's constant is change and your growth and your mindset. So if you're not growing, if you're not constantly growing and you're not removing people in your life that, and like, again, there are people who are constant. There are people who are constant. There's circles of friends that
oh yeah, there are people who are always in every season.
I have people
with them.
In my life who we have grown together. If we're not doing that, I imagine no. If you're not willing to make that effort, if we're leveling up, we're all leveling up.
True.
I don't leave my people behind. I do not leave my people behind. But your mindset is what will either tell me I should leave you behind or I should take you with me. There are places where I don't need to go with you.
Mm.
No harm lost, but I will love you from afar. I don't need to love you from here. It's not about me hating you. It's not about me having anything wrong, but it's about keeping this area very secure because if I'm gonna have family, where Kimeru?
Even if you speak Danish,
Kimeru is constant.
Even if you speak Danish,
the only constant thing on my tongue is Kimeru. But there are people I will not keep my family here, my partner here, and the people who are constant and still have to deal with inconsistencies in my life. No way,
yeah.
No way. If I have certain values, and this is why, again, we go back to the discernment, discerning spirit. Make sure that you pick friends. She's been constant. We don't talk every day.
No, we don't.
We don't hang around every day, but we know we're constant. If she calls, I will come. Not because Karen is CG what and what.
Yeah.
But because she brings value to me. This girl, when she speaks, I hear and I think in a different way. And when she calls, I will show up. I will show up no matter what I'm doing. Not because of anything, but she brings value. She adds value to me. And there's a reason she calls me as well.
Yeah.
I will not speak for her about anything.
But I mean, yes.
I will not speak for her. But there's a reason why God has brought us together and we stay constant. There are people who are still going to be constant in your life. You don't need to talk every day.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who you know, if I call, they will answer. If I need help, they will come through. If I do this, they will. Those are the type of people we want. We don't want ticks and
leeches
that suck you.
They drain life out of you. Literally, you feel lifeless.
Say that you have not talked to me for two. You've not talked to me, Mimi. If you don't,
if it's not you didn't talk. It's the way you talked.
Exactly.
It's always something.
Let me tell you, Mimi. I can go. Sometimes I forget my phone. Let me just tell you.
Yeah.
I forget. She texted me telling me something. I forgot to respond. I responded in my head, and then I forgot. But she was like, "Yeah, so the address is here.
Yeah,
you come when you want." She was like, just come.
As for our last conversation.
That is professionalism, rude professionalism.
No.
But
yeah.
She was like, she understood. She was like, by the way, imagine this is address. You just show up.
Yeah.
Ah, you're here. Great. And we know that that's how it works. There are people who drain energy. They want to talk to you 5 hours a day, 7 hours a day. They want you to be giving them money every single time. They want you to...
You're solving crisis in their life.
Exactly.
Oh, today I had this problem. Today, when do you ever fill my cup?
I don't want problems.
When do you ever fill my cup?
I want peace. I don't want problems. I want peace.
Yeah.
Grow to the level where your waiting season is about removing the chaff. You see how you do the chin 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 thingy?
Yeah.
You love it.
Hotel.
That one where you... That's what your waiting season is for.
Oh, wow.
That is what
for
your waiting season
shaft.
Is you're removing the dirt.
Wow.
You're removing it.
Wow.
That's how your waiting season. You know how people usually say, oh, there are a lot of friends who... Me, I don't have friends who leave me. I remove you.
I walk.
I told you, you pray about people.
Mm.
You pray about people to get out of your life.
True.
We pray people away.
Yeah.
We pray people away, not in a bad way, but we are removing the shaft. Mm. We are. In Kimeru, they call it, my mom will probably know, she will probably comment in the section.
Please,
we call it something that's.
It's funny, yes, because I'm trying to remember in Kikuyu.
Mm. Oteo. No, something in that sense.
Okay, ours in Kikuyu. Kikuyu is a whole different.
Gota.
Ours is Gitaruru.
Ehe, that one. Gitaruru. Gotara. That is what we do.
Gotara,
that one. That is what we do. We tara our friends.
Yeah,
exactly. You remove the shaft.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that is what it's about. And I think that's a great conclusion.
It is.
Your waiting season.
It's for, and that's why when even you do this,
it removes itself.
Yeah,
and like pray people away, as in. The wind blows. The wind of greatness will blow away.
It will remove.
Mm.
Even that, and you know, okay, it's hard to conclude this thing. You see, when you were talking about mindset,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's in things you don't even know.
True.
Right? It's not even something that's already in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's in not just even knowledge of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I like when you talked about when you thought you knew about marriage. And I think we'll find another production day,
mm-hmm.
and discuss about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I as well have been, I thought I knew what it was. And God was like, girl, you know about the
wedding.
The imitated version of it.
She what knows you've about been the see- wedding.
You know what you've been wedding. Seeing, Victoria, what mm-hmm. you've been seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Because we grow, what we've grown seeing is what we think life is about.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, God would just start telling me, look, that is not my way of mm-hmm. marriage. There's mm-hmm. a way that is mm-hmm. marriage. Anything that is not this way is counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
So all I had in mind was the counterfeit version.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're ready. Well, even I wasn't even trying to be ready. But I was just, you know, when I've just been in a season where I'm learning so many things, Victoria. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. I was even speaking with... Mr. Man
that
over
one.
There. And I was telling him, we were just discussing. And I was just like, I was telling him, you know, I've been learning about this thing about the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm so upset because church made this thing about religion when this whole time it was about
kingdom.
The kingdom.
Kingdom.
And I'm like, if someone told me what this is all about.
If you let us continue talking, sir. If you let us continue talking.
Should we stop, okay?
As in, if you let us continue talking, it will... Hey.
Yeah, so it's like I've initiated she's, another conversation.
No, she just sparked something else in me. If I start talking about the kingdom mindset, kingdom principles.
Can we look about it another
kingdom
time?
People. As in, you're dating, but you're not dating kingdom mindset people.
Let me tell you, Victoria, hey. I've been in that phase. I've been shown things. My eyes have opened.
Ah, yeah.
You know?
We were talking about the waiting season.
Right.
So now we have to conclude the
waiting season.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So guys, allow us to conclude. Mm-hmm. As we've had a preamble of what future episodes will look like.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grateful that you are able to join us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'll tell Victoria to conclude because I think we've been concluding since part one. So thank you so much. I would really want you, for not to miss any future episodes, please follow us or subscribe. And yeah, leave a review and also a comment and tell us what of these things, what have you experienced in your waiting season? What have you learned? We'd also love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a lovely whatever time of the day it is. Bye. This episode was so hard, let me tell you.